Now on Asian Pop Radio, here's your Korean news update. Korean news update. News and current affairs that matter to you.
I'm Chance Dorland with your Korean news update brought to you by Korea FM in association with the Korea Observer and Asian Pop Radio. For more independent news and talk radio podcasts, subscribe in the iTunes Store with your favorite podcast application or visit KoreaFM.net. Prosecutors have indicted the acting head of Samsung on bribery and embezzlement charges connected to a corruption and cronyism scandal centering on impeached South Korean President Park Geun-hye. The Guardian reports Lee Jae-yong and four other Samsung executives will likely face trial for the accusations that the country's biggest conglomerate donated millions of dollars to foundations run by the president's close confidant, Choi Soon-sil, to receive government favors. He is officially the vice president of Samsung, but has run the company since his father's 2014 heart attack, and is also expected to stay on as the de facto head of the company during his trial. Samsung is South Korea's largest conglomerate, and the group's revenues amount to a fifth of the country's gross domestic product. A senior DPRK delegation visiting Kuala Lumpur says it will discuss claiming the corpse of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother with the Malaysian government. The Hankyore reports the delegation claims it's in Malaysia to reach an agreement on human rights issues and will also address the custody of the corpse of a North Korean citizen. Kim Jong-nam was murdered with a banned nerve toxin at Kuala Lumpur International Airport, and Malaysian police have submitted an investigation report for suspects from North Korea, Vietnam, and Indonesia, with murder charges possible as early as this week. The end is near for South Korea's largest dog meat market as the country seeks to stop international criticism over its practice of killing dogs for human consumption before hosting the 2018 Winter Olympics. The Guardian reports every year Songnam's Moran Market sells more than 80,000 dogs, dead or alive, which makes up about a third of the country's dog meat consumption. The decision to close the market was influenced by the actions of animal welfare campaigners to highlight what they call inhumane conditions for housing and killing dogs, including beating, electrocution, and hanging, with the market's smell and noise also playing a role in its demise. However, while officials and traders began removing butchery facilities and cages this week, some of the 22 dog meat sellers, who originally agreed to move last December, have now changed their minds and are demanding to be compensated for the loss of business. For several decades, South Korean dog meat sellers have taken advantage of livestock hygiene laws that don't apply to dogs, a legal gray area that has made it difficult for industry regulation. And while only a small portion of South Koreans regularly eat dog meat, thousands of health food stores and restaurants sell the product mainly in soup or herb-infused tonics. And a South Korean musical artist who said she would sell a recent award she won due to a lack of income did it while on stage. The Korea Exposé reports E. Long's Korean Music Awards acceptance speech has gone viral after the female musician won Best Folk Song for her track Playing God. Lee told the audience that her January income was only $370 US, but thankfully made $850 in February, and noted that as it's difficult to make a living as an artist, it would have been great if the award had also included some prize money. But as that was not the case, quote, "I think I'll have to sell this trophy." Lee's acceptance speech then turned into a sales pitch and auction, with a man in the audience raising his hand, followed by a trip to the stage where he handed the artist 500,000 won, or $442 US, in cash. The Korea Exposé reports the notion of copyright and fair compensation for artists is still immature in South Korea, with the share that musicians get from online music sales after the distribution company's portion is, quote, ridiculously small. A 2015 Ministry of Culture, Sports, and Tourism survey found that the average annual income of individual South Korean artists was only $11,150 US. Subscribe to the Korea FM Talk Radio and News Podcast in iTunes or your favorite podcasting app. And for more news, talk radio, and independent music from the Korean Peninsula, visit KoreaFM.net. I'm Chance Dorland.